up, everybody? Welcome back to Gilmore Girls and Tea Spills. We are on episode 6. Finally, the time has come. We're all well rested. We're back from our sabbatical. What's up, Danny? How's it going? Oh, wait. I'm Jackson. I'm joined by my wife, Madeline.
Yo.
And our friend, Danny.
Hello.
What's up, Danny? How's it going?
It's good.
Did you have a good trip?
I did. Saw you next fall.
Yeah, you went on a cruise.
I did. And as we were, got there and we're boarding, everyone, that worked there was like, have a nice trip, have a great trip. And I kept feeling like they're going to trip me.
As you were boarding what?
The boat.
The boat.
Why were you on a boat? For our audio listeners, Danny went on a cruise.
I don't know the why.
For fun. I don't know.
Well, for a cruise.
It was easier than a really plane to get to all the places.
For a cruise.
Can't drive there.
Well, how many countries did you guys go to?
3.
What were they?
3.
Mexico, Honduras, and Belize.
Okay,
which
dumb
one
question.
Was your favorite?
Was that the dumb question?
No, that was my
Madeline,
smart question.
Dumb question.
I don't know. I keep trying to figure it out, but each spot had something so great that I don't know what was my favorite.
Oh, that's a good problem.
It is.
Where's Belize?
Hang on. I'm going to go point it out on a map.
I see it. It's north of Honduras.
I'm not going to go point it
just
out
just south
on a map.
Of Mexico.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
Dumb question.
So, yeah, you're on a cruise for a week while I was at work. Madeline was
you
at
were
work.
Invited, so.
Someone had to stay and run Pencil Rocket Network. No, just kidding. Cool. It is officially Gilmore Girls season. We had daylight savings last night. The air is cool. Oh. It gets dark outside at 5 p.m.
Yeah, in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is the cozy fall time.
I'm not going to lie, I really enjoyed those 2 days where it was still dark at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Did you sleep in during those days?
I think it's because of the cruise that I'm still just super tired and I've been sleeping in and not because of the light, but I don't know.
Mm.
I have been sleeping, been more tired.
What did you guys do with your extra hour this morning?
Slept.
Nice. Madeline?
Yeah, I slept.
Same. Wow.
Crazy.
Nobody set an alarm for 2 a.m. and then woke up and did something and then pretended it didn't
yeah,
exist.
Yeah, I did laundry in that hour.
Yeah, I think anything that happens doesn't count towards real life. So if you cheat or if you
I think
kill
if you're
someone,
awake when the time change happens, you get stuck in a loop and you just live in that 1 hour over and over.
Ugh.
Isn't that a movie?
No, that's a completely original concept that I just now came up with.
I always thought it'd be fun to if we were still crazy to be in a club or something.
If we were still crazy?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
We've been very tame lately.
To be in a club?
Yeah. When the time changes, so you have
an
extra hour in a club.
A fan
club?
Like
a Girl Scouts club?
If we were crazy still, we could have a club that meets every week.
What club?
Whoa, calm down. That's a little wild.
None of it made sense. when the time change happens?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because do they close or do they stay open?
I think they have an extra hour.
Well, when does the time change happen? So it's 2 a.m. and it, instead of going
to
2:01, does it go to 1:01?
I think so. So I bet what they do is they do last call, but everyone starts winking. Last call.
Everyone looks around and winks at 5 people.
Get rid of the people who don't know.
Yeah. The lights come on, 15 minutes ahead of time, but the guy's standing at the switch just
okay,
waiting.
Now I really need to know. Next year, we need to go out somewhere that closes at 2 a.m. on daylight
Unless
savings.
They get rid of it by then.
True.
Okay, this is a plea to the general public. We have a curiosity we need to quench. Do not.
We could just Google this or ask someone that works at a club.
But how do we know that that's the truth unless we're there?
Yeah, we need to learn this old school style by experiencing
Some
it.
Boots on the ground, grassroots research.
Ass on the ground research.
Ass on the ground research.
Face on the ground research. Let's get everything on the ground.
Yeah, everything is on the ground if you think about it.
We're doing the worm at 2 a.m.
in the club for daylight savings.
Sounds good. Just don't let anyone poke your wormhole.
Deal.
I did not like that.
What's probably worse is that's a reference to a conversation we had previously.
Yeah, it's an inside joke.
Oh, I bet the podcasters, people listening love inside jokes.
Yeah. Should we?
No.
Hey, Danny.
No. No. Nope.
Refrigerators, right?
I don't even know what you're trying to do.
I don't think we have any. I was trying to say an inside joke, but I don't think me and Danny have any inside jokes.
For our audio listeners, you're just not going
to
get it.
Yeah, it's an inside joke. You had to be there. So I listened back to the last episode, and I realized I was very contrarian the whole episode. And I kind of annoyed myself. So this week, I'm going to agree with you guys on everything.
No, you're not.
Okay. You're right.
Oh, nice.
Madeline, did you have a good week? You didn't get to go on a cruise because we weren't invited, but...
What? Excuse me. I will fight you.
Yeah, it was a pretty good week. It was pretty normal, but then Friday night we had a game night, so that was a lot of fun.
And we got a new baby.
We got a new baby. Shout out to Kat.
Oh, okay. Well, that was like 2 weeks ago for me.
Same week on the cruise.
True, yeah. I am saying last week, but they got back Sunday.
I think it was the we got a new baby that threw me off.
Yeah.
Our collective baby. Come on.
Yes.
Yeah, our group's baby count is up to 3. Right?
Yep.
So that's cool.
That we know of.
That we know of. Mm-hmm. Yep, Madeline's, you're gearing up for the bodybuilding contest, which is 2 weeks out. Yee! So
yeah.
The weeks are getting pretty repetitive for you.
Pretty hungry.
Pretty hungry. But you know who's not hungry? Lorelai and Rory, because they are at Friday night dinner.
I do appreciate the amount of food on this show. It's nice. That was a good segue.
Thank you. I was really proud of that. You guys ready to just jump right into it?
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
All right. Well, this is episode 6, titled Rory's Birthday Parties.
My first note is jumped right into the show. So we're just going to jump right into it.
Did you tell the future?
You just wrote a note? You're just like, well, I just jumped right into this.
It's like, it was the opening scene. Like, it while it was black, like they were talking. And I was like, oh, I have to figure out what, I have to listen now.
Yeah, it was a soft intro.
No, I had to rewind because I missed it.
Well, what do they talk about at dinner?
Nonsense. You should know it. Have what you like. Look around. If you like something, stick a post-it on it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So they were like, we're going to die soon. You guys can start choosing the things you want us to put in our will for you.
Yeah. Which sounds really fun. Like, I think I would enjoy. Like, obviously, you'd be sad.
I was going to say, next time you come over, you guys can bring some post-its. And start
post-noting your stuff.
Yeah. And get all the sweaters.
Okay. Yours.
Yeah, this episode also try not to say the name of that one cat because that took a long time to bleep all those out.
I love that.
I wanted to ask you guys, what would you guys choose out of Richard and Emily's home? What would you put a sticky note on?
The house itself. Is that an option?
Nice.
I've always wanted a mansion or a servant.
Just go around putting sticky notes.
Definitely two options I did not think of.
Danny, what would you post it?
I feel like their bar cart. Like, it's pretty fancy.
Ooh, yeah. It's a good one.
Thank you.
Does that come with the drinks?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Otherwise I don't want it.
Yeah, you don't want just the cart?
No.
Madeline?
I don't, maybe like a couch, like a cool chair.
Ooh, Richard's library. All those books.
Be a lot of sticky notes.
Yep. Or just one collective one on the
one
door.
One big one.
Yeah, you guys are smart.
Thank you.
Wow.
We don't hear that enough. I put that Rory has been in a bad mood like this entire episode.
Yeah, it started out. Was it because like there was immediately conflict between Lorelai and Grandma?
I don't know.
Because she was like, different conversation, a different topic. But maybe she just didn't feel like fighting, like, or listening to them fight.
Maybe she was just having a day, and then it just turned into the week because of everything that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens?
Lorelai told. We'll get to.
Yeah. So it's Rory's birthday week. A week from this opening scene. So next Friday is Rory's birthday. And Lorelai talks to Emily to say, like, let's postpone our dinner next week to Saturday so I can throw her a party. And Emily's like, oh, heck no, you guys are coming over. I'll throw her a party. So they decide that Lorelai's party is going to be on Saturday. Yeah.
And I have several notes from the scene, and I'm just trying to figure out how to get him out there.
Danny, what are you? Do you have any thoughts about the scene?
Oh wow, I'm so happy you asked. Okay, I thought it was super sweet that Emily made the pudding, and I made that note before they even went off about the pudding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like that was just so nice. I thought she was trying.
Do you think she was on cold medicine? Or something?
Well,
do you think
she was thinking?
Yeah. Do you think she was thinking straight?
I do. I think she was just trying.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys think that, I think that.
Stop. I need you to argue. Were you guys team Lorelai or team Emily this episode?
Neither. They were both being dumb.
Okay.
Like they just both needed more communication.
Well, I guess I was team Lorelai. I felt like she didn't do anything wrong.
Well, I felt like she was kind of antagonistic towards her mom, like more so than she needed to be.
So we have the full spectrum because I was team Emily.
Weird.
In this episode.
So. All right. Well, hey, I'm sure we'll get into it once we
Excellent.
Get to it. But I'll agree with you. So they leave the dinner.
Danny has more to say.
Thanks. So I wrote because in like the very first like little bit with Emily and Lorelai, when Lorelai makes a joke talking about some person, Emily calls her Henny Youngman. So I looked him up.
What'd you find out?
It's not really that important, but I just figured because I didn't know who it was, so I looked him up. But he is a comedian and musician.
Oh.
He's famous for mastering the one-liner.
Oh, nice.
Which was always at the expense of his wife. Yeah.
That sounds... Sorry, I keep going like breaking the fourth wall or whatever, but I was looking at our stats for this podcast. It's like 90% women, so I'm going to not make anti-women jokes.
Oh, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you for fixing yourself for this.
Yeah. I'm here to support the listeners. You go, girl.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's a bad thing is what you're saying, that they're at the expense of his wife. If they were just like funny one-liners about anything else, that's cool.
She wasn't judging it. She was just telling us.
Like that's why Emily compared her Lorelai to him, because it's always at the expense of someone else.
Gotcha.
But yeah, go women.
Go women.
Woohoo. And I wrote that Lorelai is exhausting already. And then right after I wrote it, Emily said, "It must be exhausting to be you." We're on the same page.
So, yeah, Emily. You predicted the future a lot because you got the pudding and the exhausting.
And the jumped right into the
show.
Yeah,
you just jumped right into it. Wow.
It's almost like you've seen it before.
Have you seen the show before?
What show?
Oh, Gilmore Girls?
Never heard of it.
No, it's good. There's actually a podcast you could listen to if you want to kind of get caught up and if you feel like you don't have any friends to watch it with right now.
Okay.
We'll talk to it after the show.
Okay.
Cool. Are we leaving the dinner or you got more?
One more.
All right. Go for it.
This is all over the place and I apologize.
That's fine.
But it made me really mad when Lorelai said to Emily that the loan was blackmail. It's like.
Yeah. She agreed to the terms.
Yeah.
It's not so much. Yeah. I don't think it's blackmail.
Especially when Emily's trying so hard to like just have a part of their lives. And then she like says, "I didn't realize you were going to use this loan as blackmail." Like that just made me really mad.
Yeah, I think I agree, because if you start like this week, you let it slide to Saturday, the next week it's, well, we can do it on the following Monday. And then if you don't stick to that schedule, it's going to fall apart.
Very true.
Well, but Emily was bringing it up like on purpose. Like she didn't have to in that conversation be like, "Hey, remember we loaned you a bunch of money." Like, she was definitely using that as a power move.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's sad that she had to use that to be able to spend Rory's birthday with her.
Mm.
It's like, well, it's the day that they're supposed to have together. And so to be able to do it, like, because she hasn't, her entire life, like Rory's entire life, she's never had a birthday with her grandma. So I think it was super important that this would be like their first birthday that she gets to spend with her.
And so that it's sad on that Saturday.
That's not her birthday.
Okay. Does Lorelai when she was talking about her party, did she invite Emily to the party that first time?
No.
Ooh, so yeah. Where did she? Because if she was like, we're going to have a party, you guys could come, and then we'll do dinner.
Well, their worlds are separate. She probably didn't think they'd want to go.
Yeah, I don't think she invited her.
So I think I'm sided with Emily on this one.
Ooh.
But usually I side with Lorelai later.
Oh, I'll see if I can fix that. All right, that's it for that.
All right, so then we leave the dinner. And the next scene, we're in the kitchen at the inn. This is the scene where my main man, the farmer, the legend, comes in and says, close your eyes and open your mouth, which is a great pickup line.
Who are you talking to?
Can I just say, he looks so out of place in tie-dye. Like, I feel like they're trying to make him look like, I don't know, someone who would also be growing marijuana, and he just doesn't.
We should also say this is Jackson.
Yeah.
That we're talking about.
Not the host Jackson. Jackson from the show.
Right. And not the show like Gilmore Girls and Tea Spills. The other show. Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls. That one.
Yeah. But yeah. So he has a new fruit.
And Jackson actually guessed this correctly. He was like, what? Is it a kumquat?
Wow. Yeah. I freaking called it.
I don't even know what a kumquat is.
Madeline?
Hit me with it.
It's a fruit.
Wow.
When you went to Seattle, didn't you have a kumquat that tasted like chocolate?
No.
Nope. Just kidding.
No, but I was going to bring this up. I had something that was a mixture of a plum and an apricot, and it's called a pluot, and it was the best fruit I'd ever tasted.
Ask what it tasted like.
Not chocolate.
No, like a plum and an apricot together. But I've never had an apricot separately. Also, do you guys apricot or apricot?
I've never heard it called apricot.
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 I'm definitely just say apricot.
Apricot.
I think my grandma says apricot, so that
Emily would approve.
Yeah. So this is your team Emily on this one.
I'm team pluot.
Team pluot.
What are you thinking about that tasted? What tasted like chocolate?
There was a fruit that tastes like chocolate that you told me about.
No, you keep telling me that I told you the story, and I don't know what you're talking about. It did not taste like chocolate.
You know, I think there's these fruits that taste like chocolate, but they also wipe the memory of the person that eats it, so they never remember eating them. But you definitely tried it.
Okay.
Lorelai invites Michelle to the party, and he's like, not going to be there. He's going to make up reasons.
The subtitle says, presents mandatory, like gifts. I always thought it was like presents, as in like my presents. So when I read that, I was like, oh.
Yeah, I still thought
okay.
It was presents, like he had to be there.
So who knows?
The subtitles
are wrong.
Was he there?
I don't think so. He was out of town, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he said he was going to be out of town.
Yeah, he probably had to fly home to France.
Yep.
Cool. Yep, so did we say what the fruit was? A raspberry mixed with a kumquat.
That I still Jackson, don't know what a kumquat is.
It's like a...
Very loud thinking over there.
It's a small fruit-bearing tree.
Sure.
So the kumquat's the tree? It's not the fruit? Well,
it's the fruit of the tree.
It looks like a lemon. Like an orange lemon, but not like an orange. Is it little?
Yeah, it's decent. Think like a small mango.
Do they sell them at Aldi?
Are they
mangoes
fuzzy?
Or kumquats?
No, kumquats.
Why would she be interested in the mango?
Oh, mangoes. Now that you bring that up.
No, we don't sell kumquats. We sell guavas. So I take you've never had a kumquat.
I don't know. It looked familiar once you showed it up. I feel like maybe in Italy or something. But
That makes sense.
Thank you.
You got any notes about the kitchen scene, or are we on to the phone call?
I think I already said what I had noted for the kitchen scene.
Madeline?
Did you take notes?
I have a few.
I don't want to carry this, guys.
Danny, carry it. It was a weekend.
It was a weekend for me, too.
I had notes in my head.
It was a weekend for everyone.
I asked what you guys would want from Richard and Emily's will.
That was good. So the next scene is Lorelai's at home.
Lucy, are you home? Huh? Come on, guys.
I know she says that. Is it here?
Yeah.
Oh. She says that?
Yeah. Is it from I Love Lucy?
Yes. Thank you. That's why I'm so excited.
I don't remember her saying that.
Yeah, she says that, and then Rory goes, kitchen, which was a...
Oh, yeah, I missed that.
wasn't very polite.
Okay, I need you to know the Lucy references next time.
That's, I mean, if I heard it, I would know. I just didn't hear it. I don't remember. I must have like looked away or something.
Jackson.
Oh, we're throwing it back?
Yes.
All right.
It's important.
Let's rewind the tapes here. Let's throw it back.
Mm. Yeah, it's Desi Arnaz. That's what he says there.
Ah, my heart.
Anyways,
my two loves, the show and that show.
Your two favorite shows.
Yeah.
So in this next scene, Lorelai's mom Emily gives her a call and asks her what her work schedule is looking like, because she wants to take her shopping.
Well, she wants to go shopping with her.
True. For a present for Rory.
Before that.
Yeah.
I don't know why it made me so happy. Like the idea of coming home and then someone being like, hey, pizza's on the way. Because they just like know what you like and they just order it. Oh, I love that. My cats don't do that for me.
No.
Cusco and what's his name?
Don't say it. You know what you could do is you could order it like on your phone and then hit yourself in the head so you forget about it.
Genius.
And then when you get home. You
just have one of those chocolate fruits that makes you forget things.
Yeah. You could have
that. There we go.
Yeah, a roofie fruit. And, and then your pizza shows up and you're just like, ooh.
Order a pizza and then roofie yourself. That's the advice Jackson has just given.
If you're looking for a fun Friday night.
You want to feel special.
Yeah.
What you gotta do.
So yeah, Emily wants to buy Rory a gift and she wants Lorelai to go with her, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
That was nice.
She's trying.
Lorelai couldn't like believe it, right? She's mm-hmm. like, what? You want to go with me? But yeah, she says, meet me at Damien's, which is a store.
Or some guy's house.
It could be some guy.
That scene just didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
And then Emily's about to say something snippy to Lorelai about dressing appropriately.
Oh, yeah.
And then Lorelai makes her stop. And then she says, that a girl. But I just want to know, that how did that phrase get started?
That a girl?
It just... It seems so weird to me.
That's a girl. But yeah, because like that's just like stating a fact. Like,
that a girl. You're a girl.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a girl over there. That's a boy.
Right. Like, why is that a praise?
Yeah. Because definitely because I used to always think it was atta. And learned it was thatta.
But also, like, what about way to go? Like, why is that?
True.
Like, what a way to go. Like, the way you went about that was good. But like, what?
Way to do it.
I like attaboy, attagirl. Like,
attaboy.
I like hearing that.
His face perked up. He smiled.
Did you think that was rude or funny when Lorelai said attagirl?
I don't think it was rude.
No, I think it's just like playful.
Yeah.
Playful banter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you guys notice how Lorelai was cutting her apple in the scene?
Yeah, she like cut like the side of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And like one bite at a time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like,
mm-hmm. That's no. kind of bazinga.
Nope.
I can say that. Okay, next scene. We're at Chilton where friggin' hunk man, cool guy, what's his name? Tristan shows up.
That was good effort, though.
And he's like, hey, happy birthday, Rory, because everyone knows it's her birthday coming up because. Emily invited everyone in the school to her party with these fancy little invitations.
Did you guys read the invitations?
No. What does it say?
I tried to, but I didn't catch it.
It really made me laugh because it was all about like the grandparents.
Mm.
So it was on October 8th, 402 or 403 a.m., Richard and Emily welcomed their grandchild into the world or something like that. So it was like wedding invite with birth announcement. With birthday party invite all in one.
Yeah.
All right, you want me to read it?
That was super funny. Yeah.
Is it cursive? Can you read it?
It's like that cursive where they break up the letters still, so I can read it.
Okay.
On the morning of October 8th at 4:03 in the morning, Emily and Richard Gilmore were blessed with a perfect baby granddaughter, Lorelai Lee. Please join us for this Friday to celebrate this joyous occasion. 7:00. Black tie optional.
I just thought that was so funny.
Yeah.
Invite.
It is funny.
And Tristan, I don't know if you guys, well, I guess not since you didn't read it, but he was quoting it and he read it wrong.
Oh, yeah.
He read on Friday at 4:03, Richard and Emily welcome, but it's not what it says.
Oh, weird.
So I thought that was interesting.
I was bored watching it because I was watching it by myself. So I was just like noticing every little detail.
Do you think that was intentional? Because I feel like
I don't think a high schooler would.
I don't know. Maybe you just read it wrong. Maybe he's just a bad actor. Also, this invitation has like a.
Yeah, like a wedding invite thing.
Is that normal to like have to fold up this parchment paper?
I think
it's like a decorative thing. If you're bougie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. It's cool.
Yeah. I like it. But I mean, it's definitely not like a 16-year-old birthday party thing.
It's like a wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Emily and Richard Gilmore is written the same size as Lorelai. Is it Lee or Lay?
Lee.
I wasn't sure either. Yeah. I mean, it's clearly not about Rory. So, yeah, she's pretty upset about that. Then we cut to assuming to be Damien's department store where they're shopping.
Lorelai was making me mad. Yeah, she was shopping for a 5-year-old.
Yeah, like yeah. What? The little guitar case.
I don't know.
Case.
That guitar purse was pretty gangster, right?
No. And especially because Rory doesn't have Lorelai's sense of like style. Like they are different.
She would have loved that pin. She would love a fancy pin to be able to do
and a cashmere sweater. I feel like she likes her sweaters.
Yeah, not like the point of having rich grandparents is good presents, not a $5
oh my gosh,
gummy those, bracelet.
Yeah, the bracelet was so ugly. It was, yeah, definitely for a child.
So again, I was team Emily.
Who did I say I was?
You said you're team Lorelai.
Okay, I'm Emily in this scene. Because
we need to take notes.
Keep a tally. Because yeah, it almost seemed like Lorelai just wanted to be right and like show her what to get more.
Oh, and then it's skipping ahead a little that Lorelai got her a laptop. And then she was trying to get her rich parents to just get her a little gummy cheap bracelet. Like,
yeah,
I think like even if she wasn't like intentionally trying to have the better present, I think like deep down she was trying to be the one with a good present that Rory would be super excited about.
That's true. Because if she bought the laptop and then grandparents show up with like a pen that costs more than the laptop or, you know, a sweater. Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
Don't touch my foot.
How is your foot all the way over here?
Guys,
I'm very sprawled out in the
Madeline
studio.
Madeline will catch us. You have to stop.
Madeline, save me. So they end up going with these super cool plastic, looks like it came out of a gumball machine bracelets.
Yeah.
But they are $12.
But so. They do also, I mean, give her big checks, which I'm sure we'll get to.
True. Which I don't know if Emily even knew about, though.
True, because it was just
the
grandpapa.
Well, Richard and Emily both got her a little bracelet, and then Richard gave her checks.
Yeah.
But the bracelets do light up. Let's not forget that.
They definitely would not allow that at Chilton.
True.
Yeah.
But I wrote that Lorelai was making it super weird that, like, Emily had reached out. By going pudding. Like, let her reach out. Don't give her a hard time for it. Like,
yeah, don't shove it in her face.
Yeah, you're just pushing her away.
Yeah, I feel like she was trying to say it in like an encouraging way, but yeah, it definitely was like abrasive. Yeah.
It was very in your face. Like, you're the one who gave in, so I'm the winner.
Mm.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think next scene we are at Luke's diner, and this is actually probably the scene of the episode. Luke proposes. So that was sweet. She turned him down.
This is the episode where they decided to give Luke a personality.
Yeah.
Did you feel like he had more personality?
Yeah, he actually was nice this time.
Hmm.
So on my way over here, I was listening to
Scott Patterson's.
This episode for that. And I was really annoyed with Scott and like how he felt about Luke. And like everything in this episode, because he was so mad at the dance burger boy line. Like he thought it was so disrespectful and so horrible. And I was like, dude.
Does he really have these opinions?
He does. Like he's so angry about Luke and Lorelai.
See, I feel like that anger is showing through in his acting a little too much. Like the character of Luke is just so angry.
Scott, you going to take that? Come on our podcast and
fight me.
Debate Madeline. Yeah, this is where Lorelai invites Luke to the party, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Luke's on board, and then Rory comes in, obviously upset, and Lorelai doesn't ask about it for a long time.
I wrote that. I was really annoyed.
But I am team
what
Lorelai.
What is the normal reaction when someone tells you they have a sucky day.
Yeah.
Look at this dress.
Right.
Like, I know you're trying to cheer her up, but maybe like ask the situation before you try to cheer her up so you know how to cheer
her
up.
True. What if it was like a classmate died or something? Like something like,
look at this crazy dress. Yeah. Ask first. I know it's for the scene, so it could
be.
So that Rory would know to hide it, but
oh, true. Because if she asked first, Rory wouldn't know.
We would have solved a lot of problems a lot faster.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Which I wanted to see how these dresses looked before she hoed them up. Can I say that?
You can.
All right. Next scene. Lorelai wakes up at 4 in the morning and lays in bed with Rory, and I was impressed by how sharp Lorelai was at 4 in the morning. She was just like...
Oh, I wrote that they're good at acting tired.
She just seemed sharp. I don't know. I was wondering if she stayed up till 4 drinking coffee or if she woke up at 4.
I think she woke up.
Yeah. Jackson was like, 4 a.m.? Why is she in there at 4 a.m.? I was like, well, Rory was born at 4:03.
Maybe, yeah, if you would have read the invitation.
I'm still learning how to read cursive.
It was too fast for you, just flashed.
Yeah. But I thought that was really sweet. That, like, I don't know. She makes her birthday so special.
Yeah, I thought that was really cute.
So that's like an every year thing, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what does on leave mean?
On what?
It means you're off work. Or, like, you're on, like, you're not at work.
Like leave is like leave?
A vacation time.
Okay, then maybe I didn't listen to what they said.
Because, like, a sailor on leave.
Oh, because, like, an off-duty sailor?
Yeah.
No, that you're... Do they not cuss when they're on duty?
No.
Okay, sorry. No, did not mean to.
They have never, a sore spot. No sailor has ever cussed on duty.
Maybe it's more like when you're, if you're a sailor drinking. And you're on work, you're with other sailors, so no one notices because everyone just talks that way. But when you're a sailor on leave, you're surrounded by people who aren't sailors. So they're like, wow, you cuss a lot.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe.
You're good at this. Thank you. I'll take it.
That's my rationalization.
You got anything about this? They just kind of talk about her birth a lot. Mm-hmm. It was cute. Next scene.
My first note is Luke in all caps with hearts and exclamation points.
Yeah. So Rory walks into the diner and Luke has a coffee cake and balloons. Mm-hmm. And that coffee cake looked good.
It did. So that was what else I was going to say is Scott was very angry about the coffee cake and said that Luke was angry because they don't respect him, but he still does this stuff for him. And so he did it out of spite. Like, no, 100%. That is not accurate at all.
It's like they already have an understood, like, friendship.
Yeah, and, like, so he loves Rory. Like, he's known Rory for most of her life. Like, he cares about her. She's like a child to him.
Yeah.
Like, it was a sweet, cute thing, not out of spite. Sorry, Scott, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I was real mad. Did you guys see the difference between Rory and Lane eating the coffee cake?
No. I know that Rory still had a full piece at the end of the scene.
And Rory, like, cut herself a piece and, like, put it on a plate, and Lane just dug right into the whole cake. Just
love it.
I hated when Dean came in, how they just kept looking up, looking down, just over and over.
But did you not? It makes sense by the end of the episode.
Because it's in secret.
Yeah.
It's in secret.
Because they're kind of dating, but they don't want anyone to know yet.
Yeah.
I mean, and Rory's terribly awkward.
Terribly.
And they're teenagers.
True.
But the whisper, the happy birthday whisper as he went out the door.
That was cute.
It was cute. Well, it was smooth.
For our listening audience, Jackson is mouthing happy birthday.
Yeah. For the audio listeners.
It was different. He didn't do it like Dean did.
From the scene, I got really annoyed that Rory is just, like, sulking this entire week. Because, like, it started Monday and it's Friday and she's still in a bad mood. Like,
well, is it like when you have something coming up that you're not looking forward to? It kind of...
Maybe she has social anxiety. Maybe,
but it's your birthday. Be excited.
Although I would, like, it would definitely be hard if I was walking around school and I heard people talking about, like, oh, I have to go to this party. And, like that's something
I hate that.
Okay, I'm really bad at throwing parties for myself because I'm just, like, assume that nobody's going to want to go.
Oh, I know.
And no one's going to show up. And then I've experienced this. Yeah. So that would definitely ruin my week if, like, literally one person was like, I don't want to go. And I heard that. It would, I'd sulk all week probably.
I don't know. I just feel like, well, now I can't say anything.
I'm taking it personally.
No, just kidding. Nope. Say it. Next scene.
No, say it.
I don't know. I just feel like she's being very childish.
Mm. Almost like
she's a child. Child.
But she's not a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. I don't know.
And she could have just like told her grandma.
Talk maybe here's a is it like normally she would go to Lorelai about it, but this is like something she can't. Maybe that makes it worse or something.
Maybe. I don't know. It's like, do you think like they were really talking about it all week? Like it was probably just like the day they got the invites, they said something.
I don't know. Every time I've seen Chilton, everything is about Rory. Everyone's always talking about her.
Even though they don't know who she is when they go to the party.
Yeah. Who is that?
My mom's making me go.
It just really irritated me that she was just pouting.
Yeah.
All week. Like, it's your birthday. Like, just enjoy just
chill
it.
Chill out. Luke, it'll be okay.
Made you a little happy birthday thingy. Be
You're going to get probably like $20,000 from your grandpapa.
Grandpapa.
You know what? You could pay. They could pay back the loan for Chilton with that money. Gosh, and then they're out of the dinners.
Oh my gosh. That would be wild.
So the next scene is the beginning of the party. Emily's fixing Richard up so sharply. She's fixing his bow tie.
You're on episode 6.
It's grandpapa. That's all I can think grandpapa. Of. And she just keeps talking and he's like, Emily, you look real nice tonight.
I thought they were so adorable. Just this whole episode. They're cute. I loved them both this episode. It really bugged me that Emily addressed her as, there's the birthday girl, and then nothing else. Like, no happy birthday or anything. Like, there she is. Mm. Is that your dress?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that weird? I feel like I've been greeted like that.
There's the birthday girl.
It would. I feel like it would normally, like, if you, like, it's your granddaughter, it should be followed by happy birthday, I love you, something cute. There she is.
My grandpa always said, hey, guy. That was fun.
That's cute.
Probably couldn't remember which.
No. It was a nickname. Yes, we all had the same nickname, but so they're wearing the dresses and Emily's like, what? I didn't buy that dress. And she's like, I altered it. So that's something.
Are we at the Mitzi part yet?
The what part?
It can be.
Mitzi.
Yeah, basically.
She was pretty bad.
who is this?
They went to school together.
Just an old friend.
I don't know if they're friends. She said that she hadn't seen Lorelai since her 7th month, like since she was 7 months pregnant.
That's a valid way to timestamp.
But I kind of also love Mitzi because she's so self-aware, but also so unaware.
Yeah.
Like she's unaware, and then 2 seconds later, she's like, "Oh, that was rude. Sorry."
Is that like an autistic thing? Like you just say you don't think about it.
I mean, it can be, but then I feel like it's also like pretentious people who don't have to filter themselves. Mm. Mm-hmm.
So one is more like they can't filter, and the other ones they choose not to filter.
Yeah, because why would they?
Yeah, because
that
just
effort into filtering when they can just say what they want. People have to still be around them.
I'm watching Succession, and this guy said, "If you come anywhere near her, I'm gonna pay someone to break your toes or something." I was like, "That's cool." Not even threatening someone with your own violence. Because he's rich. He could do whatever he wanted. Just kind of like Mitzi.
Threatening to break our toes right now?
I'm not going to. I'm going to pay someone to.
Okay.
So, Rory. Emily's like, Rory, go talk to your friends. And she walks into the room with all the Chilton people. And they're like, who's that? And then, crap, you just told me his name.
Tristan
walks in and they have a little conversation. I thought Tristan was sharp in this scene. He was quick.
He won Jackson over.
Yeah.
Rory was bugging me this entire time. Like she was just being so dramatic the entire time. Yeah.
I like that she called him out and said, like, you just want to prove that you can date me and actually like me.
Yeah, that was very,
because that is what he's doing.
Yeah, which, I mean, that's not bad necessarily, but. Huh? Oh, I'm just kidding. I agree.
It bugged me when Richard was like, who's your friend? I don't know, but this is Tristan. Like,
okay, Tristan's a douchebag.
I liked that. That was, I wish I could think of stuff that quick. I know they probably didn't because it's a show and it's scripted, but.
Oh, you do know that.
I don't think it was improv.
That's just like, oh, freaking got him.
I really enjoyed Paris in this
In this scene?
Yeah. She was making me laugh.
Because she was like,
You believe me, don't you?
Yeah, my parents made me come.
Yeah, they're already almost like getting along.
So is that true? Or does she choose to come? Is that what it's implying?
No, I bet her parents made her.
Oh.
Seems true.
Okay. So this, all these events culminate up into this one point where Emily is telling Rory, hey, you have to give a speech. And
yeah. See, like, okay, Emily is, she's trying her best. She's doing good all episode. And then at this point, when you tell someone like, okay, now you're giving a speech. Like, I could see why that's like, no, grandma.
No, I don't think I am.
I mean, yes, I agree. Like,
would you give a speech?
I'm just thinking, like, because that's how, like, the Gilmores do it. Like, just because,
like, Rory doesn't know.
Yeah, but I feel like it's mostly the Gilmores' friends and not mostly her people from school.
Would so, you like, give a speech?
Shouldn't Emily just give a speech?
No, because it's Rory's birthday.
Yeah, but she could just be like, I'm throwing this birthday party for my granddaughter. I'm so proud of her. Because what are you going to say to your own birthday party? It's my birthday. I'm great. I feel
like it wouldn't. It's like, it was for Emily, pretty much. Like, and if her school friends weren't there, I don't think she would have been throwing the fit at all. So she could have just been addressing
Emily's friends. Like, thank you so much, Grandma, for this birthday
party. It's nice to meet you guys. Yeah. I appreciate you guys coming here.
Yeah. But I think Rory has, like, legitimate social anxiety also. At least from how she reacts in circumstances, she seems
to. I feel like if, like, I would think so if I didn't see more of her, like, in the show. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I just feel like the way she is with everything but what she doesn't want to do, she's fine.
My dad doesn't like Rory. I don't know if we've talked about that yet.
Really?
Yeah, he watched this show.
I have respect for him.
Yeah, so she doesn't give the speech. She instead yells at Grandma.
Quote unquote yells. It wasn't even that
bad. She said, this is your party, not mine.
The reaction of the ladies behind them was so funny. I really enjoyed watching them.
Do you feel like that humiliated Emily?
Yes.
Yeah, because everyone in the room heard it and was like,
ooh, gosh dang. That girl doesn't have manners. I bet her mom messed up. That's what everyone said. So she runs off to Lorelai's old childhood bedroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
it made me mad when Rory was like, I officially know what it was like to grow up here.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Because
you got a party thrown for you in
a few hours.
Yeah.
That made me really mad.
That was that was dumb.
But then I did enjoy I'm gonna go find Grandma. Just give her time. And then she walks in and it's like, I can't believe you guys. Yeah. But I just this episode just made me so sad for Emily.
Well, you gotta admit,
she's creating her own peril, though. If she wasn't so controlling,
I'm trying to see it from her side and how, like, that's how they've always done it. And so she probably was so excited for her first time to experience Rory's birthday with her, and thought like, she probably thought like she was blessing Rory with this big old party that she was going to love. Because how is she supposed to know that she doesn't get along with her?
Yeah, but like, it's because she's the matriarch of selfishness. Like, she's only thinking of herself in that.
I don't know. I'm all Emily's side this episode. Like, normally, like, she bugs me, but this episode, I definitely think she was in the right.
What if she came to Rory and said, like, I'm going to invite these people and you're going to have to give a speech ahead of time? Would that have
Definitely all could have discussed with each other.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What if she was trying to surprise her? I don't know. It's like, that's just, she doesn't understand that that's not how everyone does it.
Yeah.
But I feel like at this point she knows that Lorelai's life is way different than hers. So she knows that like Rory's not going to be expecting any of this. Like,
so that's why I think like she was probably so excited that she was going to be like gifting her with this major party.
Yeah, because Emily would have loved it. And but she doesn't care.
She probably thinks that Rory would have loved it.
Yeah, because she's only thinking, I would love it, so everyone would love it.
No, I don't agree. I don't agree at all.
Well, they, like, don't make up. She says, we'll talk about this later. And then the party ends, everyone's leaving, and Rory invites Emily to the next party. And she's like, no, I'm not going.
That also bugged me.
That she invited her?
Yeah, that she was just, like, expecting for everything to be better.
Well, does she apologize?
I would expect it to, because if it's a grandma, I wouldn't expect her to be petty and hold it against me.
I don't know. I feel like Rory just treated her like crap. And so, like, you can't just, hey, just because I'm inviting you to this, everything's better. Like, it hurt her feelings. I don't think she should have just expected it to fix everything. I think
it hurt her pride,
which is heavily linked to her feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lorelai and Emily get into it and leave on bad terms. But the next scene, we wake up at Lorelai's house, and Suki's already there with groceries, coffee made, ready for them to wake up, and she's cooking breakfast. That was a baller move.
And Rory is 100% better. Like, she's
yeah, I think she was tired. I've seen her. It's probably because
she's relieved that that's over with.
Yeah, the party's over, and now she's looking forward to her party.
Yeah,
it does surprise me though, because I feel like she would have like lingering guilt about what happened the night before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy. Maybe she it was that celebrate her birthday now.
Maybe it was that daiquiri she had that gave
the
her
Shirley Temple.
Dang it.
Yeah, I wrote a note about the Shirley Temple.
I'm going to cut. Maybe it was that Shirley Temple she had.
Oh, yeah. Good job remembering.
Yeah, fruit juice does that to people.
Shirley Temples are alcoholic.
No, nope. That's why Lorelai had a black Shirley
Temple. We talked about this during the episode.
I thought you were joking. What's a Shirley Temple? Like, is it?
It's like, I think it's in grenadine.
It's like fruit juice and grenadine.
The cherry.
I don't know what grenadine is.
Shirley Temple is a former chief of protocol of the United States.
Did you look up the person?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Ginger ale and a splash of grenadine. So is this like...
It's just like a little fruity drink.
Yeah, for kids.
It's
yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that's why she had a Shirley Temple black. And then she said, this is your good ship, Lollipop. It's a Shirley Temple song. Oh. I looked it up.
Wait, Shirley Temple's a singer?
Have you ever seen Shirley Temple movies?
Animal crackers in my soup. Something, something, loop-de-loop.
I've watched so many Shirley Temple movies.
Oh, she was a little kid?
Yeah, she was.
And then
like,
she grew up.
And she went to be the former chief of protocol?
No, she was pretty impressive.
She's a badass.
Hey. Girl boss, am I right?
Women.
Women.
Rory goes to the college fair to get another brochure. That was kind of, I don't know, is that funny? It's kind
she's of. Passionate, excited about Harvard, and that like the only thing in your high school career that's like keeping you on track is that excitement. So.
But this is a Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Have you met Rory? I thought this scene was very random for the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does kind of just feel shoved in there.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to get like inch Rory and Paris closer.
Yeah.
It was so weird, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird how Paris, I don't know, like just the kid, like turning away and then turning back and, hey.
I feel like they could have like had a nice Rory and Paris scene at the beginning of the next episode or something.
All right. So Paris and Rory are friends. Boom. Next scene. They're starting. Next scene, we're actually at the party, Rory's party. And it is way more lively than the other party was.
I was stressed out watching
it. It was too much, yeah. I would have been Richard sitting out on the porch reading a magazine. But yeah, she opens her present. It's a laptop. She
almost lights her hair on fire.
I noticed that. Lane was a... she came in clutch MVP. There. I wonder if... Was that scripted, do you think? Or do you think she was like, oh, geez, her hair's about to be on fire.
Yeah.
And then it bugged me that she just like put the cake on the present. With the paper just there, like they're just wanting to start a fire.
Yeah. And that was her new laptop. I would, if like they were serving cake on my new laptop box. Woo!
Woo!
But yeah, so it's a fun time. The grandparents show up.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
it's the first time they've ever been there.
Yeah. Now, when Emily comes in about the catering and says, like, who's your caterer? The food's so good. I gotta be Team Emily here because she was offering Suki a thriving career path of catering, and Lorelai shot it down because she didn't want to lose her chef. Just saying.
Well, I think Emily, like, she was just like, you can't just assume that like Suki doesn't have anything going on, and of course she wants to work with you. Like, she also has
don't suck Suki into that world.
True. Yeah.
That would break Suki.
Oh yeah.
But I was really happy. Nice. Like, I thought it was awesome that Emily went to the party.
Yeah.
Like, because again, that I what feel about like that Richard? Was. He's just there the entire time.
Yeah. No, that was nice.
I feel like that was, again, her extending, like, making an effort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They hang out. They talk about when Rory was in ballet and how bad she was. And is his name Maury? Mm-hmm. He freaking roasted her. Just out of nowhere, there's like, Rory was like, I wasn't good. And he was like, yeah, you weren't.
His daughter was like, you weren't bad. No, she was bad.
Yeah, what the heck?
That was funny. I love Maury. But another thing about the food.
Mm-hmm.
Was like, I thought that was a great like parallel because you would think like with the big old expensive party, like that would be amazing food. But then...
Oh, yeah, they mentioned like, the food smelled weird or something.
Yeah, and like they didn't like the food. But like you would think you'd go to the party for fancy food. But then Emily goes to their house party and like, this food is amazing.
And Emily is picky about food
too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that was a fun little thing.
That's a good point, yeah. Emily really likes the blanket that Lorelai made.
Sorry. This is back to the scene in the kitchen with Suki. It cracked me up when... Lorelai was like saying all the reasons why Suki can't take the job, and Emily was just staring at her. Yeah. That cracked me up. I thought that was so funny.
Maybe I just, because in my mind, I tend to make excuses for me not to seek new opportunities. So I felt like I was Suki and Lorelai in that scene where someone was like, hey, come work for me. And I was like, well, here's all these reasons I couldn't. But in reality, it's just a choice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I also thought it was funny that Richard was just inspecting the house.
Yeah. That's a very,
insurance person.
Insurance. And Dwight from The Office. Shout out Dwight.
Yeah.
I did, when I was working in heat and air, I tended to do that a lot when I was at other people's houses.
Yeah, you do that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wrote in quotations, don't panic. And I don't know why.
That's how Suki started the conversation. She ran in the living room and was like, don't panic, we're out of ice.
Oh.
Freaking clutch, Luke showing up with two bags of ice.
Saved the day.
What the heck? That was, like, I guess that's a rule. I would have never thought to show up with ice.
I think ice is overrated.
Excuse me, you had ice today.
Yeah, but I also was fine without it.
You're the arguer today. I take Jackson's role. I'm indifferent towards ice. I don't know.
You need it at a party.
I don't mind room temperature drinks. I need it. Other people don't like that.
I mean, I don't have ice in my Dr. Pepper.
No, I agree with you guys.
Where are we now?
58 minutes in.
Luke coming in.
Not okay.
Yeah, Luke's here. They talk. Emily sees him. She's like, oh.
So my next note is, I think it's funny that Rory has so many books, but she brings him a Cosmo magazine.
Yeah. Do you think she was toying with him, like busting his chops? Probably, right?
Got him.
Well, I mean, they're at a party. He's obviously not going to sit there and read like Faulkner or something.
I mean, he might.
I don't know. Maybe Proust.
I felt like it was kind of, what's that? Jibbing? Jiving their ribs? What's that? Wrestling the jimmies?
Jabbing? Poke?
Yeah, just like a little, like, oh, I don't have the Wall Street, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, just because then at the end.
Because he gives her his newspapers and stuff when they're over there. So she gave him.
Right. What's an autumn? I know it's later, but.
Oh.
This season?
Yeah. I wrote that I think he's a winter.
Yeah.
Is this a quiz you do to figure out which like, season you are?
Kind of, yeah. Like colors.
Colors and like
good on you.
Clothing stuff. Type and.
What am I?
Like a spring.
Danny, what do you think?
You wear a lot of dark clothes. I think autumn or spring.
Sorry, my keyboard's so loud.
You're thinking so loud again. I just hear those gears grinding. Are you going to take a quiz?
It might take too long.
Yeah.
I'll do it later.
Yeah, I think when you're not like wearing dark clothes, like, because that's what I see you in most. But
Do I ever not wear? Are my eyes bright blue or cool blue?
Cool.
Thank you. Wow.
Lame blue.
What shade of lipstick do I prefer? Wait, is this a... All right, we'll come back to it. So Emily and Lorelai kind of have a moment up in Rory's bedroom.
When Emily realizes that Lorelai broke her whole freaking leg and then Emily just didn't know about it.
I think it's interesting that Lorelai just has a printed picture on her dresser of her on crutches.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny.
It's so weird.
Well, they didn't have a Facebook they could scroll through, so
she just looks at it while she's putting her makeup on.
Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about commissioning a painting of myself, like a portrait, and hanging it up back here instead of this map.
It should be 6 feet tall.
I want it like a Schitt's Creek, the big painting that...
Oh, I'm just thinking of later in Gilmore Girls.
Oh, I guess we'll get there.
Yeah, in 4 years. It's in the revival.
Oh. All right, let's wrap this one up. You got any more zingers about this end scene before they take off?
Did you guys see Lorelai's shirt with the soft cheetah print collar?
Yep. Yep. I was like, yep, that's a 2000s. Yep. Like, super early. Yeah.
You like it?
Mm-mm. You're talking about this and thing? Like the writing style on it.
That's Rory.
That's Lorelai. Wait.
Yeah, oh, that was Rory.
Yeah.
Wow, they look so similar. You can really
see. We're 6 episodes in.
Yeah.
This one?
Yep. Yeah. Yep, that's the one. Like the Parisian, like, and then writing, and yep, it's just the whole thing.
Which reminds me, I remember thinking that I liked Rory's hair in the very beginning, but I never wrote it, so I didn't say it.
But you did like her hair.
I did.
Heck yeah.
Heck yes.
Are we on the last scene?
I think And there were two little like snippets in this episode that are in the opening credits.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did not notice.
Shocker. Okay.
All right. And then Lorelai's washing dishes at the end of the party. Mm-hmm. And she looks out the window. And what do her eyes behold?
Scandal.
Dean giving Rory a birthday present.
Yeah.
My last note is Rory and Dean, cute.
Cute.
They hold hands for 1 second.
Right now.
Is it kind of...
Then they get annoying.
It was very not subtle, the way he was like, do you like it? I just bought the medallion and cut some leather and hand bound it, drilled the hole and...
No big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is cute though. Like it's
it was super
cuter
cute.
Than like if he had just bought a bracelet.
Oh, shout out, damn. Emily. Shots fired, I mean.
I think that's a shot fired at Lorelai.
Ooh, both of them. Screw all of them. Dean's the only true one left.
But then I don't know why they would even be keeping it a secret.
Yeah, it's weird. I guess we'll find out.
That's just dramatic.
Yeah.
I feel like this next episode, we're going to get into it, so.
Yeah. If all only right. We didn't have to wait a full week.
Dang it. Me so long.
That wraps up episode 6. Woo! Yeah.
It was a long one.
Go women.
Go women. Did you want to do your segment or what's up with that?
No.
Okay. Next one.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody, that was a wonderful episode. Thank you for joining us on this journey down the wonderful minds of these creators, writers, actors.
Wow, did we do all that?
Producers.
I stopped listening. I have no idea what you just said.
We hope that you're enjoying the podcast. Please answer the questions on Spotify. This week's question, what season are you?
Spring, summer, autumn, or winter.
Those are your options.
I thought you were listing
yours. All right, cool. Catch you later. Bye.
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 Were you done?
What?
Was everyone done?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Bye.
Bye.
3, 2, 1.
This show is part of the Pencil Rocket Network. Visit pencilrocketnetwork.com to check out our other shows. Have a nice trip.
We have lived on.